You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 91. Today, I'm talking all about the path to passive income. We hear that term thrown around in the entrepreneurial world all the time, but what does it actually look like as an entrepreneur? How can we be pursuing that in our entrepreneurial endeavors? And what does it look like in my own personal experience? I'm walking you through the different ways that you can create passive income funnels in your business and at least start thinking about what the future looks like for you in pursuit of passive. This episode is filled with some amazing information and some insight that I hope will inspire you. So without further ado, let's dive on in.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Guess what? I know you. You want to know something I know about you? You're not a huge fan of sponsors and ads on your favorite shows. You probably hit that little button to skip through them so that you can get to the point of the episode. And trust me, friend, I get it. That's why I'm doing something a little outlandish, and I am dropping all of our sponsors for the Gold Digger Podcast. Call me radical, call me crazy, but I set out to make a show that was filled with free education that our industries were lacking, and I am jumping back into alignment with that vision. So this show is brought to you by our totally free guide, which is 5 easy ways to grow your email list. You can grab it for free at www.jkemaillist.com. That's right, a guide that's going to get you started, help you understand why email lists matter, and teach you to know exactly what to send. My biggest business regret is not starting an email list sooner, so this episode is dedicated to not letting you make the same mistake. Head to www.jkemaillist.com and get growing that list of yours today. Now, what do you say? Let's hop into today's show. Here we go. Hey, Gold Diggers. It is Jenna Kutcher. I'm so happy to be hanging out with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. This is going to be such a fun one. Now, something that not a lot of people talk about, but a lot of us are wondering about, is called passive income. I mean, it's the ultimate dream, right? Like getting paid without working through automation, the whole nine yards. I mean, personally, if I could rewrite the American dream, it'd be waking up to see that you made money while you were napping. Be pretty sweet, right? So if you don't know what passive income is, it means doing little to no work or maintenance while still collecting income. And the truth is that the whole idea of passive income, it sounds like this far off, outlandish thing, but it's actually incredibly attainable, possible, and profitable. And guess what? I am living proof of it. So first things first, people wonder about what is passive income? How do you get there? What does it look like? And there's a lot of different ways. And in this episode today, I really want to just outline a few of the ways that we are incorporating passive income into my business model, and also just the work that we've done in order to get to this point. Because trust me, there is a lot of work up front when it comes to passive income. It means that you're going to be doing the heavy lifting now so that you can enjoy the benefits and the rewards later. A lot of people are like, well, yeah, that sounds great. I'll totally do it. But when it comes time to put that into motion, it's a lot harder to swallow because trust me, guys, it is a ton of work up front, but I would way rather work hard now and still enjoy the benefits for months or years to come. Now, a lot of times, if you're thinking about passive income or setting yourself up for a passive income stream, it means that you are preparing yourself to do the work for many months that are unpaid. I mean, think about it. You are going to be doing a ton of work unpaid until you are ready to launch and get your system up and running for you. So it's kind of like a leap of faith. It's kind of like a lot of work, but at the same time, you have this hope and this promise that it will pay off in big ways. Passive income is amazing, especially for people who value time. And I've talked about this on the show many times before, but money is not my motivator in life. Time is. Money is just a measure of how I'm spending my time and my resources and how I'm giving back to the world and how I can make a bigger impact. And so while the time investment is a really hard thing to swallow because it's so big up front, in the long run, setting yourselves up for passive income from the beginning is going to save you a ton of time. So I'm sure you're wondering, like, okay, girl, how did this little Midwestern girl who started as a wedding photographer with a $300 Craigslist camera create multiple streams of passive income? And I can tell you firsthand, it was a lot of work. It was also a lot of strategy, stuff that I had to study, pour into, invest in, and some really sound thinking as I went to move my business forward. I really started challenging myself and saying, what am I working towards? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want my business to look like? And over the last 2 years, I have worked so hard towards my ultimate goal, which is passive income. So we have passive income in many aspects of my business, from our Hawaiian condo, the Kutcher condo, to my automated online courses. We're working on digital download products. I sell prints in an automated print shop. I have done affiliates for different companies. I've done different courses for other companies where I just collect a paycheck every month once it's done. And over the last 2 years, I've really just started to focus on diversifying my business in really big ways. And to me, it's one of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make is that they put all of their eggs into one basket. And the truth is that I know that I want to have my hand in as many things that are generating profits and revenue into my business so that if one of those little projects fail, I'm not going to be scraping to get by. I want to really make sure that my business is well diversified in a sense to protect myself, but also to really push myself. And I've talked about it before, but when I think about my creativity, it's not necessarily in the form of being an artist or creating amazing paintings or taking beautiful photographs. I think of my creativity in the sense of being a CEO and an entrepreneur. And that creativity has come in handy so many times as I've looked at my business and I've really challenged myself to say, what do you want your life to look like? Are you going to be able to keep up at this breakneck speed when you have children? Do you want to spend your summers gone every weekend shooting weddings? What is the ultimate goal? And for me, that always comes back to time. Time is like that compass in my heart where I'm looking at how can I spend more time with my family? How can I spend more time seeing the world? How can I spend more time making an impact? And so I want to walk you through 5 different things to consider when pursuing passive income. And the path to passive income is a really tough path. But I truly believe that it is worth it. It is worth every minute. It is worth every dollar. It is worth every frustration. And so I'm really excited to walk you through these 5 big ideas that you need to start thinking about if you're looking at the idea of passive income and it's looking rather appealing, because let's be honest, it's probably looking good to all of us right about now. So number one is this, and it's my favorite. You need to create a system that can be automated. If you want truly passive income, meaning that you don't have to do much of anything in order to drive profits, then automation, welcome. It has to become your new best friend. So regardless of what you are doing to get passive income, you need to create different systems of automation, which if you know me, you know I'm just a giant lover of automation. So whether it's through email automation or order fulfillment, passive income is going to require automation in many different ways. Now, a lot of people, they first go in and they just create this project, and then afterwards they decide, well, maybe I should automate that. But we now go into business and go into new ideas knowing that we will automate soon. Therefore, we create everything up front with automation in mind so that I'm not having to go back and do twice the work. So what does this look like? In the terms of automated education products, it's really amazing. You can use a lot of automation so that you're constantly pouring into your audience. You're giving them new resources, giving them information while also giving them an offer. And you know my heart, it is all about serve, and then sell. And so when we look at automation in my business in terms of passive income, it looks a lot like giving people different opt-ins for information and content that they want. want, and then showing up in their inbox and serving them with more resources, more information, until we give them that final offer of, hey, we have this course created. We have created a system for you that you can follow step by step to get the results that you're looking for. Here it is. You can buy it or you cannot buy it. Either way, we're still going to continue serving you, but here is this offer. And so when you start to think about what passive income looks like, it can look so different. It can look like products. It can look like affiliates. It can look like courses. It can look like a million different things, but you really want to go into the project already thinking about automation so that when the time comes and you're like, all right, I'm ready to make this money-making machine, you do not have to go back and do all the work over again. So start your project with automation in mind, regardless of if you're not planning to automate it now, but potentially automating it in the future, I promise you it is going to save you a ton of time. Now, number two is this. You're likely going to have to outsource or to have help. I have a few different passive income streams in my business. So we have our Hawaiian condo on the island of Maui. We have my print shop. We also have the automated courses. And all of them require support and help, whether that looks like an on-island rep in Maui or my support team responding to questions and serving my students that are entering the course at different times. And so while these outsourcing endeavors cost us money, the costs are incredibly minimal in regards to the income we are generating. If you truly want passive income, which I know you do, you have to be ready to expand your team in order to support it. So if you are a one-person show, which I was for many, many years, you're going to need help. That's the truth. Like, so many of us are going through our businesses and our dreams and we're just white knuckling it, holding on for dear life, praying that we can keep control of the beast that we have created. But if you're really looking towards the future and saying, I want passive income, you're going to need help with that. Online passive income, it requires reading reports. It requires making little tweaks. It requires troubleshooting and split testing and having eyes on the campaign often to make it truly automated and successful. And so while the idea of passive income is collecting money without doing any work, I don't necessarily think that that's entirely true, especially in the online space or the creative space. But I do think that if you can have some help with it, it can require minimal work. So what that looks like for us is that we have gotten super comfortable asking for help. When we're looking at different passive streams in our lives, we're like, hey, we want to have this condo in Hawaii. We want to create this new life for us. We want to have this revenue stream coming in for us. What is that going to look like? Who do we need? And how can we make this work? So you have to think through these things, guys. Like, you can't just say, okay, I want to make money while I'm sleeping and have that happen. And so having a system that is going to help you and a system that you can teach to others so that they can take that work off your plate, that is going to be the secret sauce to getting to a truly passive state with it. And I can tell you this, my team, they're still working even while these automated campaigns are running because we have different people entering the funnels at different times. And so they're answering emails, they're responding to questions, they're following up with failed payment plans. There is still a lot of work to be done, but it is truly minimal when you look at the revenue that you can drive through automation. Hey, hey, Jenna here. Sorry to jump in, but I wanted to pop back with a dose of encouragement and a little extra something something for you. You probably keep hearing top marketers say, it is all in the list. It's all in the list. And you're wondering what list they are talking about. Surely it cannot be your to-do list because that's a mile long. They are talking about email lists, and rightfully so. Email marketing is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And to celebrate that simple little fact, I created a totally free guide, 5 easy ways to grow your email list. And you, my friend, you can get your hands on it at www.jkemaillist.com. Again, hop over to jkemaillist.com, get your guide and more resources all devoted to growing that email list of yours. So number three is this. You have to create a demand for your offer. Now, it's highly unlikely if you're just sitting here, maybe you're driving or you're out for a run or you're washing the dishes, it's highly unlikely that you just have this idea right now and you can just quickly make money off of it. I have heard this time and time again from my very sweet mother, who always says, if it sounds too good to be true, it likely is. But you've heard me say this a million times, but I just believe it at the core of my being. And it has to all fall back to the whole serve, 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 then sell. If your audience, if they're warmed up to you, if they are interested in what you're doing, if they want what you have to offer, they are going to be far more likely to purchase. Whether you're giving them a freebie or an opportunity or a chance to opt in or an invitation to go a step further with you or your business or your products, you have to create and ensure a demand is there in order to truly start generating passive income. Now, a good example of this, I was just on a mastermind call last night and we had a great group of like brilliant, brilliant seven-figure entrepreneurs. And one of my mastermind peers was talking about how he wanted to create this new course. And we started challenging him and we're like, well, do you know if people are interested in it? And he's like, yeah, I mean, like everyone wants to do this, so I'm sure they're interested in it. We're like, no, like, have you legitimately tested to see if people are interested in it? And he's like, well, I just know that. We're like, no, you have to start with serving. Number two, you have to make sure people are going to be willing to pay for it. I've talked about this a ton. We test this with our different freebies and opt-ins all of the time because we might have this brilliant idea that we know people need, but if they don't want it and if they're not willing to put money down on it, we're not going to be successful with it. And so we test all of our ideas really extensively, doing different freebies to see, okay, what do people want? What are they excited about? What are they willing to trade their email address for? And then in the middle time, while we're creating that offer, we're serving them with more content. We are giving them so much free stuff. We're putting them to work. We're inspiring them and encouraging them so that when the time comes and we're like, hey, we have this product or this course or this opportunity for you, they are ready to purchase. It's the know, like, trust principle, people. Like, we have to own it. We have to live it. We have to teach it. And so when you look at demand, you have to ensure that people aren't just interested in your offer, but that they are willing to put money down and say, yes, I will pay for this. This is good. I need this. So for example, when we purchased our condo in Hawaii, I actually did a few posts online to make sure that people would be interested in booking it. Now, everyone's like, well, duh, everyone wants to go to Maui. I know it's the most magical place on planet Earth, but I knew that we could likely get it booked through online services, but I didn't want to just bank on that. I wanted to gauge interest before we put our life savings down on this piece of property. And so on the other end of the spectrum, we looked at, okay, how much is this going to cost us? How are we going to be profitable? How can we market this? Is our audience going to be interested in it? And we really just tested the waters before we dove in. And I'm so thankful we did. I mean, guys, go to thekutchercondo.com if you want to see our space. It's like heaven on earth. We're going back there very soon. But it's just been such an awesome extension of our brand. It's a way to share our favorite place with people we love. And it's also a way to incorporate more passive revenue into our lives and our business. Like, this condo, it could be ours for the next 30, 40 years. We could be retiring there someday. And in the meantime, it's still generating income for us while we're still in Wisconsin. So number four is my favorite, and it's make a funnel. And for some reason, whenever I say the word funnel, I think back to the days when I helped my mom in the kitchen baking cookies and we used a funnel for the flour. But this kind of funnel, the funnel I'm talking about right now, has to do with a sequence and the delivery of it. So I teach a course all about email list building and marketing because I truly believe it is the number one way you can drive profits in your business. I'm proof of it, guys. Like, having an email list and being able to serve people with specific offers at specific times trumps any social media campaign, any blog post, any commercial, any ad. We are constantly writing and tweaking email funnels and determining how the delivery goes out to the recipients. So let me make sense of this for you. If you're like, Jenna, you are speaking total gibberish. I have no idea what a funnel is or why I need one or how to create one. I want to just kind of break it down for you. So if you don't know anything about growing an email list, we have many, many episodes all about them. And I want for you to just go to growanemaillist.com and you can tune in to figure out why email lists are super important to your business. But again, growanemaillist.com if you want to learn more about email lists in general. But basically, when we talk about creating a funnel, this is kind of what it looks like. So let's say somebody opts in for a free offer. So we're giving away a free guide or free presets or a free, I don't know, template or something like that. So we see that this person is interested and engaged with the free offer. So if I'm a photographer, I opt in for the free presets. It's telling me that, like, okay, this person is serious. They're a photographer. They're using the presets. They probably need more content, more information, more presets, or more opportunities within that sphere. So after somebody opts in for a free offer, then we follow up with a sequence of emails that gives more content out. And guys, I just truly believe in serving the world with content. And so I want to make sure, like, hey, I'm showing up for these people. They gave me their email address. I want to make sure that I'm adding value to their lives and I'm helping with their biggest needs. And then eventually I'm going to extend an offer to them, which they can either accept or refuse. It's not this pressure cooker thing. It's, hey, I noticed that you're interested in this. I have this system or this course or this opportunity for you to get more help and to take the shortcut. If you're interested, here is an opportunity. If not, I will just continue serving you until you're ready. And it's important to not just create initial funnels as well as follow-up sequences. So just because somebody doesn't buy the first time doesn't mean they'll never buy. So that's why in our business, we're really focusing on service first before selling. I want people to see my name in their inbox and want to open that email because they know that I'm going to add value to their lives or give them an extra tip or help them out or add additional resources. And so when you approach things from this place of service instead of constantly selling, you're going to see bigger results. So number four, make a funnel. You have to think about the different steps that somebody needs to go through in order to feel ready and equipped to purchase from you. And maybe that initial campaign is awesome, but the person's just not ready to purchase yet. Then how are you following up with them? Maybe 30 days from now, 60 days from now, 90 days from now. You have to think about the big picture. I know for me, a lot of times I don't buy the first time I hear from somebody. I want to make sure, like, hey, what is this person about? Do I like them? Can I learn from them? Are they walking the walk or just talking the talk? And so when it comes down to making funnels, you really want to make sure that these are thought out sequences that you're really spending some good time on and that you're coming at from a place of service first before you ever go to sell. Now, number five is one of my favorite things, and it's really something that people generally fail at, and that's create urgency. So if you're working on passive income, one of the biggest pieces is creating a sense of urgency so that drives people to take action. So when we automate anything in my business, there is a deadline. Like, we want to make sure people know you have to make a decision either way. It has to be a clear yes or a no so that we can either continue serving them with additional content or get them into the course and serve them in that way in a more personalized way. Regardless of their decision, we're going to keep showing up for them. But what this means is that you must always be thinking of what's next and how you can continue to serve the client in either scenario. I don't want anybody hanging out on the fence. Like, I want you to land on one side or the other, even if that side is that you're not ready to purchase yet. But if somebody decides not to purchase, you have to figure out how can you serve them until the time is right and give them an offer that becomes this easy yes for them. If they decide to purchase, then how can you deliver them an amazing experience through automation? Remember, this is all automated. And so when you look at creating offers that are passive, you definitely still want to have that sense of urgency. This is like marketing 101. You want to have a limited time window where people need to make a decision or a limited number of spaces or a limited number of products so that people feel that scarcity and they want to jump in. It also just ensures that people aren't just sitting there like, well, maybe I'll get to this in a couple weeks. Like, just make up your mind, because I'm the kind of instructor, I'm the kind of educator, I want to work with those yes people. I don't want those people that are hemming and hawing about it, that they're not sure if it's the right fit. Those people aren't successful. They never end up finishing the courses. I want the people that are like, yes, I'm ready for a change. I need your help. I'm diving in. Let's do this. And so you have to create urgency in order to get people to make decisions. Nowadays, we're making so many decisions every stinking day that our brains are just overwhelmed with them. So if we aren't given a time crunch, we'll likely never decide. And that's not good for me as the marketer or them as the client. Sitting on the fence isn't very comfortable, is it? So right now, my business is moving in a very passive direction. And any areas that we aren't currently passive in, we're looking at how can we automate things in a bigger way. Now, this requires a ton of big picture dreaming. So if I had my head down and I was just in the day in minutia, just trying to stay afloat, I probably couldn't think the way that I'm thinking. But I want to be looking at my business, not just for today or this week or next month, but I want to be looking at what are we working towards? What is the ultimate thing that we are working towards? And how can we as a team collectively start moving that direction? It might not be writing an email for every single day of next year in terms of a funnel, but it might look like, hey, how can we serve these clients just a little bit better? What kind of resources could we make for these people who already opted in that might need more information before they're ready to purchase? So it looks like big picture dreaming. It looks like a ton of funnel writing. Like, I am writing copy almost every single day that I am in the office, but I love doing that. It also requires using a really discerning eye to look at feedback and to read the results. But it's amazing when you can generate $1,000 a day through automation while serving an audience well and doing what you love. Guys, there is nothing lost on me when I can open my inbox and it says, you've made a sale, and I can reach out to somebody and say, you are in. You're in, and I'm so thankful, and I cannot wait to serve you better. Like, how amazing is that? And so right now, so many of us are just in this hustle mode. Our heads are down. We're trying to just stay afloat. We're trying to make this whole thing going, and we're not actually looking at what we're doing with our time. For me, I think passive income should be the ultimate goal, not just for myself, but for every entrepreneur in business. And with time as my motivator, it encourages me to keep moving forward in the pursuit of this passive income life. So maybe today this is the first time you've ever heard of passive income or this idea of actually generating money with little to no work on your part. But the truth is that there are many different ways you can collect passive income within your business. You can become an affiliate for different businesses. There are different MLMs that offer the opportunity so that people are on auto ship. And once you make that first sale and sign them up for some club or some subscription, you can continue to collect money. Obviously, online education is an incredible way to create passive income, but there are so many different ways, from selling different prints in a shop like Society Six, who does all of the ordering and fulfillments and sends you a check every month. I want for you to really start thinking bigger. I want for you to start thinking bigger for yourself and your life. And I want for you to look ahead and not just look down at what you have to do today, but look at what you are working towards. What is your motivator? What's motivating you to be better, to work harder, to have more time in your life? Like, guys, if you look at it, the way that we spend our days is ultimately the way that we spend our lives. And a lot of us are just waiting for permission. We're just waiting for somebody to say, this is possible for you, and you have to start moving towards that. And if I need to be that voice today, well, gosh, I'm going to be that voice for you, because you deserve to get paid to add impact to the world, to serve other people, to make their lives easier or simpler, to solve their problems, to simply add joy. When I look at passive income, it's not just about the money. It's about how I'm making an impact every single day, how I am encouraging people and adding shortcuts and shortening the learning curves and hopefully stifling some of the really bumps in the road of becoming an entrepreneur. But at the same time, I'm also looking at my family. I'm looking at time spent at the cabin, trips with Drew. I'm looking at Sundays just hanging out on the couch and not working all day. When I'm working towards passive income, it just gives me this feeling in my heart of like, I am working towards this bigger picture stuff. I'm not just sitting here in my inbox all day trying to keep up to the number of emails that I can't even count anymore, but I'm really looking at a year from now, if we're blessed to have a child, what if I could take that maternity break and still be generating income? So today I just challenge you to really think about passive income. Just start brainstorming. Maybe jot down 5 different ideas that you have that could potentially become passive income streams within your life and business. It doesn't have to be today or tomorrow or even a week from now, but I want for you to start thinking bigger, giving you the permission to do so. Passive income has absolutely changed our lives. It's changed the trajectory of my business, and it's changed the way that my life looks. And to me, it feels even better than it looks online because I'm able to do what I love. I'm able to post more free content like this podcast here because I have things automated and running for me. I'm not the person behind the screen that is making everything go. I'm setting things up for success from the very beginning, intentionally with heartfelt connection to the people that I'm serving. I pray that this episode just inspires you and encourages you, and I am so thankful that you tuned in today. So until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And if you're interested in just learning more about how to grow your email list or what to send and how to say things in an email to your subscribers, head over to growanemaillist.com. Jump into my hour-long masterclass. It's one of my favorite masterclasses, and it really just helps teach you how to learn how to use and leverage an email list, which is something that's going to be highly critical should you ever dive into the world of passive income. I'll talk to you soon, Gold Diggers.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold digging dream chaser, you.